I'd say they're pretty vocal, but it's definitely a minority.
You don't see too many yes or no banners or stickers in the wall, in the windows of shops and things around here?
Well, on some days you do. If there's a, for instance, if there's a yes thing on the green there,
okay.
The shops round about that are no voting will put Union Jacks up.
And a big nose in the window.
Big nose in the window, yeah.
How are you voting?
We're both voting yes.
Okay. And are you from here? Or
I'm from Edinburgh, but I live here.
Yeah. What do you think the feeling around here is about the referendum? Is it very much no, or is it...
I think it's pretty split.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's pretty even, I would imagine.
What do you think independence would mean for an area like this?
It's hard to say, really. I guess there's a bit of uncertainty with that, because it's a very touristy place, but hopefully we'll be able to get a bit more money, tax-wise, from tourists.
And you get a lot of tourists because there's the royal connection here.
Yeah.
Though, would independence potentially, though, mean that royal connection might wane?
I wouldn't imagine so. The Queen's also the Queen of Scotland, so I'm pretty sure she's not going to stop coming to Balmoral.
And she said a few things during the week. Well, she just said, "I hope people in Scotland think seriously about their choice." That was portrayed in some sections of the media as her intervening and advocating a no vote. Is that how you saw it?
No, it's always wise to think careful about things. It's a fairly sensible statement to make. Couldn't say it was backing either side, but of course she's the Queen of Britain. She wants best for the people. You would hope.
And are you, if you don't mind me asking, people who would prefer a Republican aspect to Scottish independence, or the SNP want to retain her as the head of state, would you be of the view that's a good idea?
I'd be happy with her as the head of state, yeah. She's a